In a world of conflicting values, when questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Now, here's the Word for Life broadcast, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church.
Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning, June 29th, and I have now officially passed another year of life, Jack, and life just seems the older you get, it gets going a little bit faster and faster.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, well, great. Thank you so much.
And, you know, whenever I sing happy birthday to my family, you know, I hold the last note exceptionally and uncomfortably long till they go through the stage of hating it. and then they eventually start laughing because I'll hold it for like a full minute. So yeah. I'll save you that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saving our listeners here. But you're joining us this morning for another broadcast for the Word for Life. My name is Pastor Ken. I'm with Jack Gardner, the singer of Happy Birthday. Now he is the producer for our Word for Life broadcast. And if you don't have any plans on Sunday, come out and join us. We have an outdoor service from 10:15 to 11:15, and then we'll have all kinds of food and fellowship and games and activities, and just a great time for our church family and for the community to come together. So we would love to have you join us. If you're just now joining us, we are finding ourselves in a broadcast of teaching through the book of Joshua, and we have just only been able to get to verse 8 of Joshua chapter 1, which is all about the book of the law. It's the one verse in the Bible that tells us we'll have success. You're going to have success when you're in the Word and you're being taught, and the Word is guiding you. It will light up your path. It's a lamp unto your feet. And this book of the law, it is also included the book of the covenant. It's a record of the journeys of the people of Israel from Egypt to Canaan, and the special regulations dealing with their inheritance, the song that Moses taught the people back in Deuteronomy 31. And so Moses kept, under God's Spirit, adding the material to this record until it included everything that God wanted in it. And we have reason to believe that the entire five books of Moses, Genesis through Deuteronomy, comprise the book of the law, the greatest legacy. And Moses left a huge legacy, but the greatest legacy that Moses could leave to Joshua was, and it wasn't enough for the priests to carry and guard this precious book, but Joshua had time to read it daily and to make it part of his inner person by meditating on it. It is God's book. Nothing I say is more important than what is in the Bible. You know, my counsel on how you face the issues of the day is only valuable if it's going to come from God's Word. I tell folks, if I'm just saying, hey, put your Bibles down and listen to me, that is a wrong direction. We are to be led, just as Joshua was led, by God's Word. We're not to be led by the opinions of others, but by God's Word. We aren't to be so fearful because of the political rhetoric of the day that discourages and defeats us. No, we are led by God's Word. Its principles will never catch us up short, but neither will it make us at times popular. You know, if you're committed to the Word, then you understand that you're committed to the biblical principles, which are going to guide you the way that God intended. I mean, we talk about the Bible being the sole authority of our faith and practice. I mean, God preserved it for us. We can boldly state that we have the Word of God in our hands, regardless of what version. If it's a good version of the Bible, there are some bad ones out there. But if it's a good version of the Bible, you can be confident that God has preserved it for us. In order for Joshua to be strong and courageous, he's going to need to stay focused on meditating on God's Word. You think of all the benefits of God's Word. It will quiet your spirit. I desire that as each of us develop this practice of God's Word in our lives, it will quiet us. It will still our hearts to keep our focus back on God. It will give us some spiritual disciplines. And I would encourage you, start the day. And maybe you're tuning in today, and this is kind of the start of your day, and you're listening to the Word. Maybe you can even get the Bible on DVD or CD you can listen to going to work. But trusting the Word to encourage our hearts when we're troubled. I'm going to tell you, the Psalms will really be a great help to you on that. I don't know. Everyone, Jack, seems to have a favorite psalm, sometimes many, two or three. But boy, many of those psalms, there are several psalms written by David when he was, you know, in the cave, you know, mm-hmm. hiding from Saul or even his son Absalom coming after him. He just had to trust the Lord. And we've been going through the Psalms on Sunday night at Brookside with our theme being praising through the Psalms.
Well, and you know, he was in those moments so bankrupt on his own strength and so bankrupt in anything and everything that he could do. And yet he knew that God is the one that could fill him in those moments, in those deep, dark moments that we all have. And where we desperately cry out to him because we in ourselves are such a mess and he is not. He's a fixer and he's the helper.
And David so was moved by God's presence and God's help that even when he was trying to run from Absalom, you see it in, I believe, Psalm 3. You see that he was even able to sleep at night in the open field. Are you kidding? You got someone breathing down your neck, trying to find you to take your life, and he was able to just have that type of confidence in God that he could fall asleep. Sometimes we can't fall asleep when, you know, something's troubling us or bothering us, and we're up, and it just robs us not only of our sleep, but robs us really of our confidence in God, and we're fearful, we're full of anxiety, and that's not what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
So the word has this aspect of quieting our spirit. It sharpens our perception. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." I need God's word to see the pitfalls. I believe, Jack, today that one thing that is troubling is many believers just don't seem to have discernment today. Where am I going to get discernment? I'm going to get discernment from knowing God's word. I'm going to get discernment and being able to see if this is the Spirit of God leading and directing in this way. The Word of God can also purify our hearts. Hebrews 4:12 states, "For the Word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." I mean, the Bible is a supernatural book. John MacArthur's statement about the Bible, and I quote, he says, "Wherever you can open the Bible and let it loose, it's like a lion. You don't defend it. You let it out. It's okay on its own. It's powerful. It endures forever. It is always relevant to every person in every period of time, in every place in the world, in every language." End of quote. Mm. Powerful. You know, we mentioned John Zimmer, our missionary to Palau. He'll be with us in July. We'll definitely get him on the Word for Life here. But John was here with me 1 week, and a young lady came in, wanted to meet with a pastor, and she was just troubled. She was just scared of life. And we said, "Well, I want to show you something here in the Bible." And she goes, "Oh, no, that book scares me." And I remember John looked at her and goes, "No, this book is the book of life. This is the book that has been given to us by God, and it is a powerful, it's a supernatural book, and its principles are timeless. It will help you in this time." But it also, the time in the Word, clarifies my direction. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." We always get in trouble, Jack, when we lean to our own understanding. You know, we determine decisions that we need to make based on this book. Not by how we were raised or because he or she said this, but because God said it. It's not because Dr. So-and-so used to teach such and such. I mean, we want to know, what is it God teaches? And one aspect, you know, when we get into our membership class that we've entitled Brookside 101 here at Brookside, people will say, "Well, what is the top item? What if life is like a bookshelf, what is on the top of the bookshelf?" That's what's important. And every time we're going to come back, it's going to be the Word of God. It's the Word of God. If you're coming to a function and the Word of God is not being used, then we're failing in that area. Because the Bible that we hold in our hands and have backed up in the storage spaces of our minds is the plan of God for our life. God's word is the single most valuable commodity that you can own or hold. And if you're in need of a Bible, please contact us at the church. We want to get a Bible in your hand. This book The Bible holds the only key to making the right decisions about life. How to know God's choice for a mate, your career. How to care for an aging parent. How do I respond to a rebelling child? I mean, I worked with teens for 20 years and trying to help parents navigate through those difficult waters. I mean, Lord willing, Jack, you won't have to have any issues with that. But little Kira, when they get up to that 12, 13, 14, you're like, man alive, whose child is this right now?
Right.
But the Word of God, how to rebuild a strained or a broken marriage, or how to be reconciled with someone, how to proceed, you know, when I'm in a dead-end job, you know, how to recover when I just feel hopeless and I'm in some financial mess. How do I react to a bad medical diagnosis? It just can't just floor me. I have to have confidence, and my confidence is going to come from God and His Word. How to survive and go on through aching and loneliness. And so we're to stay focused on the Word. That's what he's telling Joshua here. The journey's going to get bumpy, but continue to submit to God's Word. And the Scripture is the manual for human life. And Jack is going to tell us how to live, how to prepare to live forever. You know, Jesus said it so well in John 6:47. He said, truly, truly, or verily, verily, he that believes in me has everlasting life. I always love Jack asking people, well, how long is everlasting life? I remember Willie. Willie attends Brookside here. Willie, about 82, looked at me and goes, Pastor Ken, everlasting life is forever and forever. And that's what it is. Joshua didn't see victory because of his military strength, but because he submitted to God's plan. You know, the Lord wanted divine wisdom, not human logic, to guide the nation of Israel. And so Joshua is told, you keep it close to you day and night. And then when he gets into to verse 9, you enjoy it because I'm never going to leave you. Have not I commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you whithersoever thou goest. Jack, you know, growing up, I had doubts. I had fears. And I remember my mom pointed me right to Joshua 1:8-9. She said, you need to memorize these two verses.
I can remember a time where I was, you know, one of many times where I was feeling fearful and a truck just happened to drive by, and there it was right on the side, you know?
Well, yeah.
And it was Joshua, and it was, be strong, courageous, Lord hand delivering.
Yeah, right to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the life of the believer, prosperity and success are not to be measured by the standards of this world. These blessings are just byproducts of life devoted to God and His Word. And so, you know, the world measures success much differently than how God measures success. And God is saying, you go take the land. I've given it to you. I promised it to you. And friends, we shouldn't be looking at the Christian life as a grinded out time of life, but it actually should be the time of our life. Mm-hmm. I hope you'll have a great day, and may the Lord give you a great blessing. May you see His perfect hand, and may you always be reminded as a believer of His presence with you. If you don't know the Lord personally, please reach out to us at Brookside. We would love to tell you how you can live eternally one day with God. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's program. If you have a question we can answer or would like information on the Word for Life, would like to donate to help continue to produce this broadcast, or need resources for your Christian walk, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. You can also visit us at brooksidebc.org. That's brooksidebc.org. Or call us at 262-783-6180. That's 262-783-6180. Thanks for listening today, and please tune in again as we bring the Word of God to your life.